Mark O'Dean, I just love that song. Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. You can email me at bruce@bruceallen.com. That's Bruce and Sallon, S-A-L-L-A-N.com. That's S like in Sam's, like in Drew Sams, who is our next guest for Teen Rap with Pastor Drew Sams. Pastor Drew has been the high school pastor at Calvary Community Church in Westlake Village, California for the last 5 years. He's also pursuing doctoral work through the George Fox Seminary in Portland, Oregon. Pastor Drew and his wife, Erica, live in Westlake Village, California. Welcome back to the show, Pastor Drew.
Bruce, thanks for having me on again.
I love having you on. It is a joy. And as it's open mic today, for a change, rather than being based on a column of mine, you have a story you want to share, and it sounds like a pretty powerful one. So I'm going to turn it over to you.
Yeah, you know, this story has really gripped my wife and my heart and life. When I met my wife about 7 years ago, she had actually been connected to a couple that actually was born and currently lives in India in a little town called Chennai.
Did you know, by the way, the on my dad's point of view Facebook page, the number one city of followers is Mumbai, India?
Is it really?
How did that happen? Anyway,
you've
go
got a
on.
Demographic you had no idea was out there. That's
it
fantastic.
Blows me away.
Well, pretty far from Mumbai is a town called Chennai. There's a couple there named Russell and Kumari. And my wife and I had been supporting them and, staying updated to what they were doing. They were doing some church planning. And
May I interrupt for a second?
Yeah.
Just by the first names, is Russell a non-Indian?
No, they're both Indian.
Okay.
I know Kumari sounds much more indigenous to the region than Russell does.
Okay, it's not important. I just thought it might be of value. So,
no, it
so
is.
Please continue.
But they are both natives to India. And they actually have been unable to have kids of their own. And in midst of the work that they were doing in various regions, they came across a large town called Madurai, which the name doesn't really matter, but what they found out was that there had become this practice within this community that if you had more than one baby girl, or if a baby girl was born during a certain month, it was considered a curse. And so this community, for however many generations, had actually been killing baby girls upon birth. I mean, just a horrendous, horrendous thing. This couple, Russell and Kumari, when they found this out, well, on one hand, they can't have kids of their own. They're thinking, gosh, people could adopt. You know, there's people who would love to be able to raise these children. You know, there's other options. So they started doing some work and sharing with the people in that community and saying, you know, there's people that would adopt these kids. And then that's when they found out that they believed, this community believed, that no matter where that they lived, these children lived, if they were alive, that they would be cursed. And so they practiced, this infanticide where they would kill infants upon birth. And so they started doing various things. And over the last 5 years, they've actually been able to rescue 10 girls. And so now they have...
Is it always in secret? Do they have to kind of do it surreptitiously?
It is, yeah. So it's actually illegal. It's something that, if found out by the government, will, these parents will be arrested.
Oh, and that's
so
amazing.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, how did I not hear about this? How is this not...
Well, that's because Charlie Sheen is more important.
He's winning, unfortunately. And when you think about...
And Britney Spears has an album coming out, so I don't know why you would think about these poor kids.
True. Well, because it breaks your heart. And so we've been connected to them, been supporting them. So I shared this story in a sermon recently. I just spent a few minutes related to it about 3 weeks ago, and this is what really has blown me away. A local gentleman and his wife, they're local, he's a businessman, and he approached me, he attends our church, and he said, Drew, he says, I was so blown away by this story. My wife and I want to get involved. What can we do? And so we traded some emails. I let him know that actually their lease is going to be wrapping up pretty soon. Russell and Kumar, they've been looking, actually as of this morning, they have went to 18 different landlords trying to find a place to move into, because with their lease being up with 10 girls, all under the age of five, they're having a really hard time trying to find out, you know, where they can live. People just don't want to rent to that large of a group.
Wow.
So I had, you know, exchanged these emails with Dave Anderson is his name, a friend of mine and his wife Rhonda, and so we ended up meeting for the first time last Wednesday related to this. And
it's that recent.
This is so fresh and so new. And so last Wednesday we sat down and started talking about, you know, what we could do. And he I love his strategic mind. He says, okay, I see two needs. There's a short-term need. We got to find out where they're going to stay after May when their lease runs out. The long-term need is, how can we invest in them so that 20 years from now, hundreds, if not you know, thousands of girls have been rescued out of this community. I would love to help build an orphanage.
Or better yet, to turn around the mindset.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, so it's a long-term investment in changing a culture, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, you know, I've been thinking about, there's a passage in Matthew that talks about, you know, don't invest in treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves can break in and steal, but rather, you know, store up for yourself treasures in heaven. And he says, I think about all the stuff I have that I've invested in that, you know, thieves can break in and steal, and that's really not changing lives for people. And he says, this is what I did. I went around my house. I spent 10 minutes filling up a bag of things that I had honestly forgotten about, things of value, and I want to bring it in, and I want to give it as seed money to start a war chest, was the language he used. I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
To start thinking through how we can start to build an orphanage for him. And so he takes this bag out of his briefcase and lays it on my desk and starts pulling out item after item, Piaget gold watches, there's three of them.
Wow.
Gold coins from the 1920s, silver bars, gold rings, all this stuff.
Serious stuff, you mean.
Serious stuff. This isn't just, you know.
By the way, you only have about a minute and a half left, so
I want you
to be able to bring this to a good closing.
Yeah, so, you know, these aren't just baseball cards and things. And he says, you know, I want to turn this loot into life. I love that phrase.
Mm.
And he said, so basically, in the last 8 days, we've been thinking through and planning through what would it look like to come under his nonprofit, which he has, to start a campaign where people could maybe turn in their loot to help rescue lives. And so we are in such the early stages of this, and we've got friends who have visited India, J.D. Lasky, Ian Gregory, and Kyle Kasmer. I know that they're even listening right now. I see on my Facebook wall, they're putting comments up.
Mm.
And, you know, I think together, and we're wanting more to get involved.
Well, it sounds great. You can obviously keep us informed, please, as it develops, because I know my listeners and myself would want to help, and I can certainly help reach certain social media outlets for you once you have a firmer plan, given my my column and this show and other outlets. So it's really worthwhile. It's so interesting because Wayne's choice of topic was also a nonprofit give of yourself area, which is very interesting how you both chose that.
Mm. Well, I think that speaks to who you are, you know, the type of people you have on that, you know, we're not wrapped up in, like you said, what Charlie or Brittany's doing, but we want to make a difference long-term for people.
Well, I know you do on a very regular basis, and please tell our listeners where they can reach you. Again, remind us about your new website, your new blog, I should say.
Yeah, my blog is wewillsinganewsong.com, or you can look me up on Facebook. I'm a friend of Bruce's, and there's a lot of information there as
well. Does your website, that blog, have an email address for you that they can find? You don't have to give it over the air, but can they reach you through that?
They can, yeah.
Okay, so if people want to know more about this, they could write you through. What, one more time, the website?
Wewillsinganewsong.com.
Wewillsinganewsong.com, and that is up. Our time is up. Thank you so much, Pastor Drew. We will talk next week.
Thanks, Bruce. Have a great week.
Okay, you too. It's time for another break. This is Bruce Salen of The Bruce Salen Show with Dad's Point of View. We will be back shortly with Family Financial Matters.